This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Weed 'em, boy!
I had to take
Sherrod and Kurt.
Remix!
I had to take a moment to put my headphones on, because I always try to not put them on, because
right.
I don't want the music. I don't want to see you enjoying the music.
Right, but you can't get
I don't
away from
hear
that.
It and your filthy jungle rhythms.
That's right, but I have it blasting through the studios, too, so and even so if you take off your headphones.
So Sherrod knew this, so then, because he saw me, so then he makes him play it in the studio, so
can't
I
get
have
away from
to
it.
Face. So I even told him, I was like, I'm not even against this song, it's just I'm sick of it.
Be sick of it.
And I like his every middle music thing we have. I like his pick, but anyway, yeah. I'm sick of that song. So then
I feel
the dude
about
comes
song.
Out. What's the guy's name? Wiz Khalifa.
Oh yeah, Wiz was in a building.
He's in
yes.
the goddamn building.
Who follows me on Facebook for some reason?
Does he?
Yeah. Maybe from
he's
our show.
He's a big show. Comedy fan.
Wow.
He knows. Yeah.
Well, he was in the Race Wars supposedly.
Yeah,
but I'm guessing he's sick of the song too. Like it's a joke he's hired to tell him the same way I would be. I'm sure he was fine with me being sick of the song.
No, Kurt, you feel about the song the same way I feel about you. Sick of you.
You have a great time dancing with me. Oh,
well, Barry Crimmins is in the building.
Yeah,
finally we got Barry here.
Here I am
in person. Yeah,
in person.
Now try the crosstalk.
Yeah,
when I'm not some disembodied voice on the phone.
Quiet voice
I
in my head.
I can pass block for myself.
Yeah.
We dragged him down from, where you at, northern, what, western
yeah, yeah,
New York?
I live in, I live upstate, let me do the accent for you. The defeated town, upstate New York. You know what does it? The weather. 193 inches of snow last year. I just sat in my house and worked on my alcoholism so I can get the door open again. So that's where I'm from.
How close are you to that mistake, Erie?
So.
Not that far, but I will give us credit for one thing. We drove the Mormons out almost immediately.
Good. You got to get those people
fuck
out.
Fuck out of
that's
here.
Right.
Wait, let me get this straight. No beer and extra wives? Keep moving.
But that, dude, I was up there playing, making fun of that, because I forgot that's where.
Yeah, Mormon, yeah.
And I always compliment them on being from the Holy Land.
Yeah.
Where the two golden tablets were.
Yeah, right.
What, upstate New York?
Yeah.
They were left in upstate New York by the angel Macaroni or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Maroni, yeah.
Yeah, how you Barry's right. How you gonna have extra wives and no beer?
Yeah,
it's like you just
well, you know what?
Destroying yourself.
Me and Karen have talked about this a lot because that's how we got into this little when she was letting me bang people was from that the show of Mormons.
You know,
what?
I just get a little, I'm dabbing my forehead.
They have sister wives. Dude, they have sister wives.
I do not care what you do with your crotch.
No.
Neither do I.
Can we re-elevate? Maybe that made the wrong
thing. To let him tell his crotch stories.
Yeah, well, first of all, I sent you pictures. That's not about that. You've already been filled in.
Oh, man.
This has to do with the Mormons.
Man.
Because.
Refer to picture three.
I might think about my story. Maybe you didn't send me pictures.
The four.
I'm not a big picture guy.
No, the point of it is.
Seen enough.
The Mormon thing. They have.
So glad he's here.
Yeah. I don't like how immediately Sherrod and Barry, everyone allies with Sherrod.
Immediately.
You see what I got to go through, Barry?
Right. Even my own brother came here.
Yes.
I couldn't wait to join in with Sherrod against me.
Uh-huh. That's a true story.
But they have that thing with the sister wives. And she's like, oh, that looks handy. That looks practical. See, that's the deal with sister wives. You get all the wives you want, but you can't have beer and shit because they're afraid you're going to beat them or whatever. And then you can't have, they can't wear anything that's not a prairie dress so that nobody is coveting anyone else's wife.
There's some, you know.
That's like what I like, though.
Dude,
I like a little house on a prairie dress.
Like,
dude, gets me all tinty.
The only thing that might make me violent is no beer. I'm not sure.
I don't drink
no
anymore.
Beer and extra wives is good for the wives,
yeah.
Not the husband.
No.
Okay, she said it better.
Yeah, because he keeps his shit together. He can go to work and everything. And you don't have the burden of dick all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but beer. Yeah.
The burden of dick.
Beer, like.
Poor you putting up with that cock.
Dick. But here's the thing. You live in your own separate house away from everybody else. Drink
that's
all the
blessing.
Beer you want.
That's a blessing.
Can the wife? The wives can't drink beer, though.
No, but who would even know?
No.
That's
they would,
right.
They would know. You would now, smell like Satan.
There's probably some hammered Mormon ladies out there.
Yeah. Like,
you know what? I would read a blog called The Hammered Mormon. That was just all a drunk Mormon writing.
Okay.
But guys, you can't drink.
Whoa, hold up.
Okay.
The point was, I was trying to talk about my crotch.
Now, yeah, we got away from that.
We can't hear enough about it either. We just can't.
Now, you can't drink as a Mormon, but you can take your wives and pit them against each other in fights, like a wife fight, like a cockfight type of situation.
To the death.
Yes. Is that illegal? Or?
Probably not in Utah.
Well, they were doing, the Amish kids do this.
What?
And I remember seeing it on the news. I live in Pennsylvania when Fight Club came out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every.
That
was the white boys fucking. That's your movie.
Dude, when Patrice said that to me, because I love that movie, when he said it to me, it broke my heart when he goes, that's the ultimate white guy movie.
Ultimate.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
Oh, yeah. The book, too. Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't like it.
Good, Barry. Oh, that says so much about you.
Go in and get your head pounded in by more. No, thanks.
Well, you're still white, though.
I was 27 when I liked it. I mean, come on, man.
You like it now.
No, it's because, first of all, it's number one, the guys, and it's like, if it's a great gay porn, I would say that about it. But
and
it's not.
You loved
it. That could be why it didn't, you know, I mean.
Appeal to you.
Tommy, do you say that?
Yeah, I like that movie, but
because
now
there
I think
is so
I need
much,
to watch it.
Wait, there is so much overt, latent homosexual behavior going on.
Yeah.
You know, like motorcycle gangs, for instance. You know, just like, look.
That's a great
cut
topic.
Cut out the
yeah.
middle, you know, wife.
And get to the butt.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, okay.
Right.
Now you've got the semen all over your wife, and everybody can come get to the just fucking cut that out and just blow each other like courageous gay men do, rather than being this fucking cowardly gay
guy. Be brave,
guy.
Yes.
You know, fucking be, you know, like ballsy, be a ballsy gay guy and come out and just say, okay, fine. I like you to wear leather and fucking cornhole me. Fine.
Yes. Suck that dick.
I've been bored with all the porn that is usually my go-to lately. And I decided to try one. I was like, well, maybe I like it to see two guys having sex with a girl, like, because the idea of that would maybe be fun.
Like, you never saw that before in your life?
No, I hadn't, like, watched it and, like, gotten off to I'd seen it, but I had never, like, concentrated.
You just teased it like a young girl.
It's just dirty, dirty people.
It's, I just, filthy, I'm so glad Barry. That you just said go to.
You saw her knees. Yeah.
Okay, and very... realize this Fight Club thing because, as you know, we have a resource called Go To Gay Tommy.
Oh, yeah, we
that
do.
We will now go to.
Yes.
But let's introduce Tommy and get a little more into that.
Louis, can we play?
Before we get
let's
even
play
into
Tommy
this
in.
Fight Club thing.
Oh, good.
Because this is the alt right darling movie.
I miss
movie.
Tommy so much.
You know that, right?
What's that?
The alt right. This is one of their favorite movies of
I'm
all
sure,
time.
I'm sure.
Of course.
Let's play him in.
That's a classic overt.
Playing Go To Gay Tommy.
Latent homosexual organization.
Well, now a classic overt.
Just
homosexual
face it,
man
be, have
will
enough
explain
courage
it.
To be what you are.
Yeah.
He's young, dumb, and full of other people's cum. It's Jesus. Go To Gay Tommy with this God week's damn. Go To Gay News.
Yeah.
44 years in the business and I'm ruined.
I'm so
Welcome
jealous
home,
you got
Barry.
Great Bowie.
Just to clear something up, Tommy, it's not other people's cum. You are putting the cum.
For the most part.
It's both.
But I'm not on prep, so I do wear condoms. So really, nobody's getting full of my cum other than Trojans. Ultra thin.
Okay. And a towel too. Because
I'm safe. I play safe. I play safe.
Well,
it's one of the first lines in a Grindr exchange.
Well, that's really the go-to man for this topic of Fight Club. Because just now, before Barry, he said ultimate white guy movie, and that's why it hurt me when Patrice said it. But the whole gay subtext... I kind of just slowly figured out and pretended I knew all along with you.
Yeah.
So
it was something
you never, you just said you never saw
okay,
it.
Okay, so my therapist once told me that when my older brother punched me in the face and broke my jaw, that there was a sexual component to it.
Oh, yes.
And that the trauma is the same as somebody surviving sexual violence.
So that explains your boner when it happens.
Exactly. or whenever I talk about my brother.
Yeah.
Just
but
kidding.
That's a
sorry,
real,
sorry, Joey.
But that's a real fucking thing, right? Like,
a gay porn star literally texted me just 2 seconds as this was happening, interestingly enough.
Oh, right. On Tommy and Karen's show, you had this gay porn star who was crazy last time, and this time he was a little bit better.
Less crazy, but still voting for Donald Trump. But yes, there is something sexualized about physical violence, right?
I mean, if you want to get fucked,
you're penetrating somebody.
Well, any kind of contact. It's like people craving contact. I mean, I get that. I mean, you know, and it's just sort of, and there's all these things where you go like, look at guys, just fucking blow each other. Really? I mean, who cares?
Well, we don't have a problem when we're prepubescent
jerking
off together.
I'm not talking about
we
you.
We do have a problem with that. Fuck is you talking
you
about?
You never did that?
No, I never did that.
You never jerked off with any of your guy friends?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Ever.
And I ran trains on girls
but I don't
back
know.
In college,
I mean,
but I never if the girl ain't there money, what are we doing?
My background, but I mean, I was as a kid, I got raped as a little kid, so I mean
stop bragging.
No, I mean, they got Jared, before this is over, God. I'll finish you up. You know, you'll be a cinder.
Well, you saw the movie. You watched that movie, right?
I watched the movie, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, but I mean, there were times when they're going like, hey, we're all going up in the barn and we're going to get the circle jerk. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like, okay, have a good time. And, you know, I mean, I hope none of them are listening because I remember every one of them. That, right. But I mean, I just didn't want, it was,
Barry,
whatever.
That,
I mean.
Well, you were curious, obviously, and they were.
You know.
But that could be the same reason why that movie didn't appeal to you. You said that Fight Club didn't appeal to you, like, later on in life.
Well, I mean, it didn't appeal to me. First off, this is like some sort of rite of passage. It's like.
You don't get off on that.
First off, I went through that rite of passage in. When I was younger, and also sticking up against bullies, you know,
right.
for people. I had a visceral distaste for bullies. Yeah. So I've been in a bunch of fights, a million fights, but never anything that I started or picked on anybody or anything. So the idea of just like doing that for fun was right. like, it's like,
right.
what the fuck, man?
Do you think that was a response to the sexual violence that you endured?
Well, I mean,
as a child?
I'm sure that was an element in it, but hopefully I'm a good guy who doesn't like to see, unfair shit happening to people. People often say to me, oh, now we figured out your whole. Now we understand why you were opposed to death squads in Central America. Like, I'm hoping everybody else at the rally right. hadn't gotten raped when they were 4 years old. You know? So, you know, I mean, it's an element. It probably reinforces some
right.
stuff. But I would like to think I still would have been opposed to death squads whether I'd been raped or not.
Yeah, but that's probably why a lot of people, that's the shame of people saying it, is that thing of not, look, even
but
everyone,
the shame
yeah.
is part of the complicity, you know, that's the thing.
But,
you know, like when
right.
if you feel guilty, then it's like you were right. in on it. It's like
right.
I mean, like how guilty am I? So I'm 4 years old,
right.
like I was like portable. You picked me mm-hmm. up,
yeah.
you know, the way they're holding me, my arms are now stuck to the side of my body, and then they take me and blam, throw me in, and then suffocate me with a pill. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I don't have a shitload of things to feel weird about there. I didn't, you know,
yeah,
like I had
yeah.
no control over anything.
Yeah.
I think it's much harder for people who got conned at older ages and yeah. abused. And so, I mean, in a weird way, I was fortunate it happened so young. And then,
but
then
you can't
by
blame
time,
yourself at all, really, because you're just a child.
I won't
yeah.
blame myself or anyone who's
right, right, right.
of that.
Did
too.
You have to do work to come to that, though? Or because your boundaries were crossed so early, did you find that you were crossing
well,
other kids'
I mean,
boundaries?
You know, I mean, I think that certain stuff just wasn't a problem for me, but I mean, I articulated that as I dealt with stuff and dealt with the fact that I... You know, part of the reason I got in a million fights was because I just had a rage when I saw some little person or somebody just
yeah.
an unfair thing happening. And a lot of times, you know, the worst bullies are actually really good fighters. And I wouldn't even be pissed. I would just go, hey, can you cut that? And then I'm the one that
right.
gets sucker punched. And, you know, and one time they sucker and my teeth came through my bottom lip. And I go, like, no, I'm okay. No, you're bleeding pretty bad. No, I'm okay. Then I went back to the bar to have a beer. And the beer's all coming out of my
oh.
And then they go,
God.
Okay, you got to be. I guess I'll get
they
a couple
pulled a Roger
of stitches.
Ebert on you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
She got Eberted. You
well,
got Eberted.
Because Tommy works at, you actually work as a rape?
No,
still?
No, no.
Oh.
I did. Work as a rape crisis counselor,
oh, that's
and
right.
I worked in schools in Boston.
Yeah,
with youth populations,
yeah.
at risk kids that had sort of
sure.
left school,
sure.
and then were trying to come back and finish high
right.
school. Was mainly the population, but I did it with lots of different populations.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean,
thank you
people
for doing
respond
that work,
and
man.
And he did it dressed like that. Can you imagine?
Like a page boy.
Well, you know, you may not want to make people trust you with that hat on in Boston.
Can we talk to you about rape kids?
He's a rape counselor and a caddy.
Well, but see that.
And a cabbie.
It's a job hat, let's face it.
Yeah.
But that Fight Club violence, see, your guy got in a lot of fights, you just said. So, Fight Club, and that's the thing why the alt-right want, it's always these nerds that love Trump.
No, my guy was me. I got in a lot of
yeah.
fights.
No, but, okay, maybe I'm confusing something, but these people in the alt-right that love Fight Club.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a guy who actually got in fights.
Oh, I'm a guy. Yes, yes.
Who doesn't want...
You talk
yeah.
so fast sometimes, Kurt, that I couldn't hear the A.
I know. I have a...
But you text faster. And I'm 105
yes.
years old.
Yeah.
And 3 a.m. my phone starts going, ba-dip, ba-dip, and you text
yeah.
one line at
I
a time.
I can't go on Facebook.
Ba-dip, 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 ba-dip.
He texts like he's falling down a flight of stairs.
Then there's a little pause, and an 11-foot scroll comes. And finally I get a yes and yes. Okay, yes. I'm awake now. You want to call, Kurt? Could you call? I know how to operate these. I've practiced talking a lot. I can't fucking use my thumb. You know how you can tell a millennial's lying? Their thumbs are moving. But anyway.
But I can't go on Facebook anymore. So I have to go through you now.
So he's Facebook.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I am his Facebook.
He's my
guy.
Facebook
guy.
Yeah,
welcome to the club, Barry. Yeah. Who do you think else is on that fucking list?
A lot. It's
look
terrible.
At those eyes,
it's a lot of scrolls.
It's a lot of crazy in there.
But in person, you can see I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no. You're less crazy.
You can see I'm normal.
No, you're less crazy. No, you are way less crazy than when I met you.
And I knew him 10 years before you met him.
Oh, man, you know.
Jesus Christ.
See, you can learn something about timing from an old comic.
Yeah. Touche.
Oh, damn.
Well, anyway, I used to love Fight Club at one point, but I always liked, and I still like any video game that's like violent as shit, I always love it. That's all I want to play is video games. And I used to like Fight Club.
I've never tried them.
Dude, I never had to get in fights. I mean, I rarely have ever had to get in a fight. Most
because
of the time.
You blow up planets and stuff every day, right?
No, well.
What do they do? I don't want to know.
No,
first of all,
about
you were 6'2" for no reason in the third grade. So that's one reason why nobody fucked with you.
So, but even goof. Like living in New York, you're going to get in shit here.
What a goof.
You should see my. Listen, Sean. When
I'm not sure that guy with the receding hairline is eligible to play in this game.
I'm not in tournaments with people, young kids dressed like Tommy is currently dressed for some reason.
It's called fashion.
But somebody that doesn't fight a lot, that Fight Club appeals to them. So all those alt-right guys that love Fight Club, like it's like we're getting our balls back.
Because they don't get their rage out.
In their mind, it's not gay, it's they're getting their balls back.
No. I mean, it's like my friend Mike Donovan, great comic from Boston, calls it mouse balls back in the day. Early on when there were, in those days. And it's like you got mouse balls. And you're like this phoning badass. It's like, well,
online,
why don't you sign your fucking name to it?
Well,
everything I've ever done online has my name attached.
We talked about it last week.
What this sort of reminds me of is like, you know, if you look in like China and India, where they kind of they're selective with how many, you know, with sex, where like there's like a lot of sex selective abortion and infanticide of females. Now there's a population of excess young men, and there are no women for them.
Calm down, Tommy. So Tommy smile.
Yeah, Tommy's got a boner.
It just broke a smile.
Tommy's boner is bigger than the boner he usually has when he talks about his brother.
Excess of what? Where?
No, there's a ton of young men, and it's a concern for like law enforcement there because it's like, well, what are we going to do with all these extra men? I think there's like 100.
We lock them up.
Put them in the military. Put them in the military. So, you know, there's like all these extra men in China, all these extra men in India, and there's a couple other countries that have a similar thing.
My God.
And it's like in their brains, they need the Fight Club thing too, but they don't have it, and they also don't have anybody to have sex with. They do, but they're all dudes.
They do.
But they're also in a society that completely discourages
them. Listen, this is
them,
the problem. Right? They always have someone to have sex with.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not sex if it's not consensual.
Thank you.
Not sex if it's not consensual.
Why did you say thank you to that, Sherrod?
I don't know.
Like the least likely thing.
That was like, how many people like the troops?
I'm bringing him around.
Yeah.
He really does want to get in the film
Barry's
next year.
Barry's a miracle worker.
And I'm for the troops now, Barry.
Oh, man. You know.
The way you said it.
But
think about all the Trump love of like finally, and Hillary
let's move on to Trump.
We have news stuff, but we can wait. We can do that now, or we can do it later.
We should do it with Barry, man, because first of all, this is what I love about you, dude, because you're like way more left than I would say I am, but you know,
I mean,
like,
that's really hard to do.
But you're not a Hillary.
Now that you've come out against rape. He's losing it, man. He's
right. No, but you're not like, you have. But your joke on Hillary is all for that, because you got about an hour coming out.
Yeah,
you don't know the date yet, but Louis C.K.
pointed
out.
Next week, probably, yeah.
So next week.
And I can tell you the name of the special.
What is it?
Whatever Threatens
You.
Wait,
awesome,
what did he say? I didn't even hear him.
Whatever Threatens You.
Whatever Threatens You.
It's from a joke
I do that's, I'm from upstate New York, and these guys saw me promoting an AIDS benefit we were doing in Boston. And they go to my high school reunion, and they go, Grimmer, we gotta give you a chance to clear your name. We heard you done an AIDS benefit when you were in Boston. I go, yeah, I've done dozens of AIDS benefits. Well, you're not a queer, are you?
Oh my God!
I'm whatever threatens you.
What year was this?
Communist and AIDS, and I bite.
That is
yeah.
Great.
What year was this?
It was 88.
That's like some 80s AIDS stuff.
Well, wait, pick 25. This might have been early 90s. Yeah. 90.
Well, the good thing about you is...
it would be 91, my 20th high school reunion.
Dude, that's like... Actually, that's remarkably close to now, if you think about it, 91.
Yeah.
So...
If you had the overall scope of history, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not in terms of AIDS. That's when people were still dying.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was only me, Elizabeth Taylor, two other people, and we fought it. But the rest of y'all.
We just answered him like two months. Like, yep.
Shut up, faggot.
Yeah. So this is what I like about you, your shit, because it's not like you love Hillary, because that's how people try to frame it if you don't like Trump.
Well, I mean, but that's because we have this idiotic either-or system. So a minute you shit on one person, you go like, oh, so I suppose Hillary. It's like, when the fuck did they ever say anything, I mean, I'll tell you what, I'll give the Clintons credit. How they managed to get Trump nominated, I don't know. But they found the one fucking person that she can beat.
Right.
Damn
sure
did.
Yeah.
Well, she's a feeble old lady who can engineer an entire election.
Right. Well, she's
She can't be both. She's either super powerful and conniving, or what's she's
the
like on
the she's just a right winger.
She's kind of like Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's both. Look,
so this is what.
By the way, anybody out there, if you run into Dick Cheney, you have a patriotic responsibility to startle him. Cheney, heart trouble. I thought he had the hiccups. If a snake had a voice, he'd sound like Dick Cheney. I would speak more loudly, but I'm digesting a rat I swallowed whole.
Not a fan, huh?
Dude, Barry, show?
My hiling arm was sore by the time he became.
No, dude, on the show we had Ann Cole, John, and I asked him, doesn't he seem like the kind of guy who would put on a stethoscope to listen to lobsters boil in the pot? but anyway, the only reason I brought it up was...
Some people we shouldn't mention.
But this
only
reason I...
want attention.
Yeah, well, I just brought it up because... Whenever you talk about this show into the news, just so listeners know, you're not like a dude that's a knee-jerk. I can't. You're not like a fucking 20-year-old kid with a shea shirt.
Well, I mean, beyond everything, I don't. But the thing is, I'm like to the left of what the bullshit fucking still McCarthyism exists. It goes on in this country. You're like, oh, you're this leftist with the Clintons. Like,
right. Really?
They're leftists?
Right.
She's a hawk. She's pro-Wall Street. She's friendly with the insurance racketeer. I mean, you go down the list that she's bought and paid for by all these horrid entities that oppress all of us. And the idea that I'm this you're calling me, oh, this leftist Clinton. Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? Yeah. You know, I mean, go to the rest of the world and you'll find out how far. I mean, in this country, our political spectrum goes from the center right to the far right. That's what it is.
Right.
If we go any further to the right, the New Hampshire primary will be held in the Atlantic Ocean. Thank you.
Dude. All right. So let's run the news. And,
I think I'm going to do it in a little different way today. Let's try this in an experimental way.
Yeah. Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Now,
Kurt is just going into... We never do the news this early, by the way.
It's super early.
You're just going into everything. Going to Tommy.
Sherrod, people think that's a recording, that intro. We record it every single day fresh.
That's Karen's voice.
I got hammered with the symphony earlier.
And we've asked that announcer to tone his language down now 800 times.
This is just the most succinct way to put it.
If you knew the guy, if you called him at 3 a.m., he would say, hello.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about was, Barry, did you read that Newsweek article that Kurt Eichenwald wrote? That's out in this week's issue?
No, I didn't. I rarely read pamphlets. Which is what Newsweek is these days. I don't want to go to Howe's Caverns or read Newsweek.
Well, Eichenwald is a really good investigative journalist. He's been doing it for decades.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he published something today. But actually, yesterday, he had a really interesting tweet.
Is that Trump is a mental patient?
Well, no, that was a tweet. And then he deleted it. He tweeted it, and then he was like silent on Twitter for like 15 minutes.
Oh, I know.
Which was probably an editor being like, delete that.
Who could could imagine such a thing.
Yeah, no, Trump seems totally not crazy.
No, no, he's fine. The toupee of Dorian Gray.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thank you. Let me fix my hair. Oh, wait.
Listen, Aaron, for you calling that Trump insult brilliant, you are now going to be deluged with fake Aarons. I hope you understand.
Oh, damn
the penalty of speaking out against Hair Trump.
Hair Trump. Fuck. Yeah,
or Trump hair.
The yeah. So an Eichenwald's piece, he sort of lays out, he and a bunch of people at Newsweek just dove into the Trump camp or the Trump organization's ties internationally.
Right.
So they don't really build buildings anymore. What they do as a business is license out the right to name things Trump.
Right.
And because of the nature of his business, right, but he's licensing it out to several foreign entities that have very close ties to
Trump. Dodges.
So that's Playboy. Playboy did the same thing. Hugh Hefner does the same thing.
Hugh Hefner didn't run for president, dude. So
he didn't?
No.
74. No, I'm
just kidding.
That wasn't even a presidential election year.
I was talking 76. You're right, Barry.
Are you thinking of the Olympics?
You're the only one who was alive during that, Barry.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
God. So
you're all here because of it.
Yeah. Dad?
Dad?
Listen, Sherrod is actually the same age. Don't be fooled by his blackness.
That's right. I'm 2 years older than you, actually.
Yeah.
I'll call you Little Barry.
Reezy's little boy. He's actually cracking.
That's one crack. Eyes off the booty, sir.
Oh, man.
Sir, I'll thank you to keep your eyes off my booty. Wow, Sherrod zigs when you think he'll zag.
Ah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Aaron, spit it out.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Sherrod, I don't spit, and I'm insulted by the implication that I do.
Okay.
Second of all, so this investigation looked into what Trump's organization, it concluded essentially that Donald Trump's family and everybody in it would have to totally decouple themselves from the Trump organization for him to be an effective president, because he basically is putting himself in a position where it's super easy to bribe him through all the entities that are licensing him in all these different countries. He has ties in Russia, UAE, Saudi Arabia.
All the best.
We could have a president who could be bought.
We could have a president who had a direct
path. Thank you, Barry. Barry!
Wait, can I ask you something? Do you think it's that
it's every president is what he's saying?
No, wait.
Well, no. This is a situation where it's like his business is something that could directly be enriched, and there's no way to put it in a blind trust because the business is branding.
Well,
and so there's no way that he could be like, "Whoa, what? There's no way I could have known this Trump."
But that's what I want to ask you. Do you think it's that he running for president intended to always have this and hope and just get the bribes eventually from it, or do you think he just had it was like, why would I get rid of mine?
I don't think that he ever thought he would get this far. I think that he's kind of surprised, but there's not a ton of campaign.
I think he thought he would.
There's not a ton of campaign infrastructure. I think that what he wanted to do was launch a media company. I don't know. What do you think about that, Barry? Do you think he wanted to launch a media company?
I think he was, I think he's a legacy. I think he's old money from his father.
Money,
old father, who was a slumlord and who got funded by his grandfather was a pimp.
That was
he
was a
pimp.
Pimp?
Trump's grandfather was a pimp.
My vote.
Yeah. Don't say that. Sherrod was going to
pimping.
really? No, yeah. I mean like, not like street level, like rant. Like everybody in wherever he was,
like Elliot Spitzer's kind of a hose.
Had to pay their tribute to him.
Joe Kennedy or some shit like that kind of thing.
If prostitution was scotch,
that was booze.
Oh, there was prostitution.
Yes,
that's all. That's
No, he's an actual pimp.
So he handled prostitution like Lucky's Luciano did early 20s in the city.
That's Trump. All the class from a pimp. I mean, it's sort of a natural downward spiral: pimp to slumlord to president.
But go, you know what?
The trajectory is kind of obvious.
You've shamed our family, Donald.
Pimping is alluring, though. Pimping is a real alluring.
Jay-Z was right with his.
It's the best commodity because you got it, you sell it, and you still got it.
The thing is, it's like not pimping is taking people
got
that is making the people who have it into like they're commodifying them. It's not you.
You sell something that never belonged to you.
Yeah.
There's a lot that could be applied to a lot of aspects in life.
I'm gonna come down as opposed to pimping.
We're anti pimping on
the
show.
I'm not big.
That's bold.
Yeah, I know.
These
days,
I think you need to understand the African American experience a little more before you make your white man judgments.
Oh my god.
So Barry, what do you
think?
Oh,
Now I've got, you know, like, you're supposed to run this shit through me before you say it.
I'm sorry, Barry. Hold on. Okay, you have to understand the Puerto Rican experience more. Is that helping at all? I have a list of possible ethnicities.
And then at one point, Barry just got quiet for a while. He just clammed up.
Let's see what a caller's saying. We got a caller online right here. What'd you say, caller? What's your name?
I don't like this Trump talk. Or maybe it's mine.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike? How's it going?
Are you looking for Mike?
Could you name me three national politicians who've lost money once they went into politics? It, like, doesn't happen.
No, everyone goes into Bingo. Ding, 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 ding.
Can you
ding.
Name me one who had an international business before he was president that hinged on him licensing his name out?
Taft.
I have more respect for someone.
Yeah.
I have more respect for someone who had a business. If you never had a business and you went into politics and you got rich, how the fuck did you get rich?
But the point is, he got rich because his grandfather was
a pimp and his father was a slumlord.
Whatever. Whatever.
Pimp, slumlord. Oh, whatever.
We
got a bumper sticker slogan, and so I'm sorry. Whatever.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Any politician, Harry Reid, Clinton, anybody, Republicans. I'm both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, they all get rich.
We just said that, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not now say, hey, this will be bad. Trump might get rich.
Well, this is
not that Trump might get rich.
Everybody stop for 1 second. I just heard your accent. Now, I'm from Ohio originally. You just said bad. Where are you from, brother?
Yonkers.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Yonkers is the Ohio of New York.
So I just realized a lot of this show, we're getting two more calls to Barry for sure. Because... this is the thing, man, because I'm always a guy that would yell about this shit, and you've actually read all this shit, and I get in these arguments.
I've read some of them.
Look, the argument here, because Mike, it's good you call in about it, because what you're talking about, where you're like, well, someone who runs a business, you agree politics is a business.
The reason we don't have a third party is because corporations don't want to write a third check. I couldn't agree with you more on that.
Yeah, of course.
And so
of
this
course.
Thing coming out about him being compromised and whatever, I mean, he's sort of like more wide open to it with some of the stuff that's come out. But, you know, that I mean, stopping there, fine, you know, but like, I'm going to build a wall. Well, good. But everything you have on the Mexican pole vaulting team. So, yeah, I mean, you know, like the guy just, I mean, like he cannot shut the fuck up and he's, you know, I mean, he's just an awful bully. And what he does is he appeals to the self-loathing of the American people, which is vast and massive. So it's like, hate yourself? Yes, I do. So does Donald Trump. Well, it's about time we had a president who hated me as much as I hate myself. And that's who's fucking running for president. And then, you know, and now the next thing, what about Hillary? It's like, fine. Trace me back for 25 years and find me saying one good thing about that.
My end, I would say, Tracy, I haven't voted probably in the last three presidential. I'm 40. I haven't voted in a presidential
election.
Hillary
gets New York, so it doesn't matter.
The Electoral College does make it a farce most places. If you really care about the election, move to Ohio or Florida. A couple other places.
Nobody cares that much.
Yeah, really.
I don't care enough to go. You ever notice when Florida's
Ohio
in the,
or Florida?
Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed that if Florida's in the news, something really blows?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Never trust a state with an electric chair that only goes to medium high.
Hold on, somebody make it.
Now we're executing people in crockpots.
You know what, Barry?
Wait, hold on. Aaron, put a note because I want to do a game on this show called Ohio or Florida. And it's going to be an escalating game show.
That's actually something that we've played in the newsroom before, Ohio or Florida.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's just like,
it's
hard.
It's a game?
Yeah.
Why didn't you have this game for us? All right, we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out offline. Okay. So, Barry, you mentioned.
Thanks, Mike.
So, Barry, you mentioned Donald Trump. Donald Trump voters like, he's just like us. He actually taped a Dr. Oz episode today.
That's right.
They talked about his health.
Yes. And he gave Dr. Oz 2 pages about his health, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 whole pages.
That's enough. How much you need?
But they also determined that somebody who was at the taping told NBC News' Katie Turr that he is 267 pounds, and at 6'2", that puts him technically in the obese range.
Yeah, well, he's always said he's only 262.
I'm up against the same thing as Trump. You shoot me from the side, there's no fucking kidding, you know, what's going on here.
You're not running for president, though.
I'm not running.
Was Trump holding his wallet?
I'm not running.
Neither is he.
The only reason that's important at all, Aaron, is if you're talking to somebody who goes, what about, because I literally, people say this to me, as if I like Hillary because I don't like Trump. What about Hillary's ankles? By somebody, I mean Nick DiPaolo.
Oh, God, yeah.
But,
well,
I mean, but that's why that...
Beyond
but it's
Hillary,
not a real thing.
Hillary's health is like, it comes down to, oh, so who do you want, Kane or Trump? Okay, I'll take the next shitty lefty. Oh, and that lefty. See, well, I'm calling them like they're left.
He also,
the next shitty Democrat, the next right-wing Democrat, you know, like, I mean,
yeah,
so
but
fun.
Hillary, on her period with pneumonia, half-dead with shitty ankles, is still 1,000 times better than Trump.
She's on her
period. That should be the slogan she uses
she
now.
She probably can't menstruate anymore, Karen. Let's be real. She can't.
Don't
menstruate.
Say that about Hillary. She is menstruating. She's constantly menstruating. Don't disrespect her.
So you mean the regular Hillary would beat Trump? That's what you're saying.
Donald Trump does act like a woman who's menstruating. He acts like a sitcom woman who's menstruating. He even has the hand gesture.
Aaron hates Trump.
No, well, I mean,
she
women.
Hates him.
I well, hate well, women. Well, sure.
I mean, you know,
Aaron hates us. Some Trump boy.
Who can watch that fucking relentless sack of rancid horse assholes and not despise him?
Me?
Really? You like
I don't despise
I
him. No, I don't like. I don't.
Him.
I won't vote for him. Don't like him. But he don't get under my skin. He don't. He just don't. He just does not just get like under my skin.
Fucking, you know, classic coward, bully, jerk.
Yeah, but
I don't want to know any of them.
The only time he laughs is when he's throwing someone out on the street without their coat, you know, in the middle.
And that was me he threw out, and it was funny. To be honest, the shit was funny.
If I knew it was you, I would have really been laughing.
But Barry, how is that different than any? I know he is very shitty, but how is that specifically worse than other politicians?
Well,
they don't give a shit.
Well, but he, like, takes public glee in, you know, the in just mistreating people, and he takes a public glee.
But that just makes him more honest.
Karen, hold
because
on.
He's publicly
shit where you're honest about how fucked up you are. Well, good. I'm glad you're honest. Yeah. You told me you're totally fucked up, so kill yourself.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer was honest too.
Well, right.
Karen, hold on.
There was no mixing
that
words.
That stew smells good.
listen. I used to say the same thing that she. Because I remember on Horace and Pete, when I was working, I was talking about...
Stop bragging.
The show that no one watched. I think, it's fine. I can bring it five
more
times.
Wait, there's going to be a new thing on Louis Network that very, even fewer people
listen, your hour's going to go good, man. Your hour's going to go good.
How dare you sneaking that self-loathing out of nowhere?
I think it's the coolest thing I ever got to be a part of, but it didn't get watched like that.
But
you play the age is not the age. So you put it down, and eventually, I mean, then when people see it, like, it's like there's a lot of crap in this world. Like, stuff's really, like, you know, Abbott, people loved Abbott and Costello way more than W.C. Fields, but whose work is better in the long run?
I'm
two guys yelling a fucking math problem at each other about baseball. Great, got it. You know, I got it's a math problem. Okay. I don't like math. So I did my fucking final math. My final math problem myself was, how much longer can I listen to this dildo drone on? Zero. Thank you. I'm done with man.
Wait, but
if I needed to know how tall the phone pole is, I'll call up the fucking phone company.
Thank you, Barry.
I just meant about Trump, the thing she said. I got us on a wave.
Barry was telling us what was grinding his gears, and you tried to stop it.
I know, I was going
to
forget, and
gears was grinding.
We always start things that we don't finish on here, so that's what the guy besides the... whatever. The point is...
Listen to those people.
The point is,
Karen,
I didn't agree...
don't say a word.
I didn't agree that... remember when Louis was like, he's like Hitler?
A little crotch joke from me right there.
Remember that? He goes, he's like Hitler, and I was
Irish.
Like, he's not Hitler... Stop calling Trump Hitler. That's what I was saying.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought he was better than Ted Cruz.
Right.
And I was wrong, because here's the difference.
An insult to the memory of Hitler.
It is, yeah. Number one.
That was the thing in publishing. Yeah.
Number one, Hitler was a... Andy Kindler has a joke. Like, Hitler had a plan.
Yeah.
But fucking...
he would answer, when he first ran, he answered some questions.
That's right.
yeah.
Hanley Kindler. The Jews always have the best Hitler jokes.
They do.
There was something in the Post this week.
Kindler's thing in Montreal was just the best. I mean, it was just all Nazi jokes.
That's why he sucks. Because
if I tried to do that, it would be unfair.
Right.
As a Christian guy, they're not going to let me.
But all those guys doing that, all those people sitting at home, that's what they're. That's why you're supposed to be a statesman. Why Ted Cruz, even though was appalling.
Oh, no, that's not even.
But even the phony, she's saying honest. You hear that?
If
Trump, it's not that Trump's honest. It's that Trump is showing
Joey, come in the morning.
I was just playing devil's advocate.
Only if you leave it done.
It's still What Trump is doing is worse than that. The shit with me on Facebook, and everybody gets it on Facebook where you're in trouble. All those people want Trump because in their mind, but he's saying shit they can't say. And that's what honest in their head is. And what it really is no politician should be picking up the rock. Warren Holstein told me this actually, about and talking to the bugs. That's what Trump does. Yeah. The rest of them don't talk to the bugs like that. So that's the danger.
Well, you know.
Does that make
all
sense?
All the people with the
bugs got votes. Bugs got votes.
The people, everybody with point. A "don't tread on me" flag in front of their trailer. Yeah. You know, don't tread on me. I was assiduously avoiding eye contact. don't tread on me. Seriously, you know. And then they're like, "Don't tread. I can't get anywhere near your lawn. You have all of your possessions strewn across it. Don't tread on me. I don't want to turn an ankle. Don't worry about it." And by the way, thanks for reminding me you're a snake.
Why is the flag? We're proud serpents. All right.
You guys.
Well, I don't know what we're on
there. Go ahead, Aaron. What else you got?
Winter's
you got
coming. I got a flag burning stove.
We can talk about Hillary Clinton's pneumonia.
We got to talk about the health. Now, what do you think this is, Barry?
As I said earlier,
we're going to get Barry heart attack.
Kane or so what? It's like, you still. Like,
do you think she's sick?
She probably has pneumonia. I mean, I've had so many pneumonia. I've had pneumonia so much. But I have. I've had it a lot. And, you know, toured with whatever, you know. And then finally, it almost killed me. Sundance, the last night we were at Sundance, and everybody wanted to hug me in the movie.
Yeah.
And so I got the whatever was going around. And then on the last night. And then on the last night. We had to go to the award ceremony to win nothing, and then I said, "Are we going to go right?" Because I had to wear a sport coat, and all I had to wear was a parka with me. And you know, Tom, I didn't want to wear a parka over a sport coat. Of course, that would be gauche. So I said, "Are you gonna pull up to the?" Oh yeah, and then we ended up having to walk like a mile and a quarter on top of a fucking Rocky Mountain.
Right.
And it was like no degrees.
But
And then the next day, I had to get up the next day with a fucking vicious hangover and fly back through Phoenix on the day of the Super Bowl. First day ever that the Phoenix airport was fogged in. It had never been fogged in before. And so that slowed down my flight.
That did it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So then I had to sleep on the floor of the Dallas airport that night because I only had 3 hours before the next, and they don't heat the Dallas airport. So by the time I got home, I had a pneumonia that would, you know, they would try to put me in the hospital, but it's upstate New York. It's like, no, I don't want to get the other pneumonia on top of this.
Yeah.
So I just stayed home.
They gave me
steroids and massive antibiotics. And then, that cough syrup that was involved in all the great jazz recordings.
Hip hop's found it too, by the way.
It's made a good comeback. Yeah.
It's the official drink of NYU.
No, good. But I've had a bunch of pneumonia a bunch of times before that, but that one almost killed me. She's just got like you've noticed it by falling over one day and then they give you the shit and you're okay in a few days.
But all the,
so that's not, I mean, you know, but what, I mean, you know, like, so the bad news is she's going to fucking live. But,
how great were the how great were the Secret Service? I mean, they act like they've been through this before. Jabberwockies.
No, they're great. You know, great diving staff.
It was amazing. It was like dance steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, presidents have been getting pneumonia since literally George Washington, who died of pneumonia. And wasn't there a president? Wasn't Harrison the one that died?
He went to Sundance. Same look.
And then George Washington died. And they were like, and then after he died, they were like, he had syphilis the whole time.
He wore like a 62 regular.
Wait, what was
Jackie Presser's same tailor, but that's that one. I'll get
what
that
was
reference.
Roger's pant size on American Dad, the alien?
Oh, it was like 42 by 42.
No, somebody like knows who's listening. His pant, someone will call in, they'll know the pant size Roger. They'll call in.
Do you see what goes through your head?
So,
what is a pant size of the
Roger.
Alien dude, on this cartoon I'd be watching?
Dude, it was something hysterical. It was like 62.
20
or something.
Yeah.
I'm a pig.
So can you think Hillary be healthy enough to be president and make it the whole 4 years?
Well, mentally or physically,
both.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
I'm just saying, what's the over under? You don't have an over under?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that now, yeah, like, make the, it interesting.
Yeah, yeah, let's put some money on it.
But, what's the larger point? You know, I mean, obviously, she's gonna live, and that's, you know, and that's a problem, maybe on a certain level. But I mean, really, in the end, still the ingenious. I don't know how the Clintons found the one fucking asshole she can beat,
right?
And got him the Republican nomination.
I think she could have beat Cruz.
I think she could have beat Ryan Lochte. Yeah. Well, Ryan Lochte would have lost.
Yeah,
to him.
They protested him at Dancing with the
maybe
Stars.
Chris Brown would have lost.
I mean, Cruz is like if Joseph McCarthy escaped from the wax museum and stood under the heat lamp, that's Cruz had that. Cruz is shiny like that Rush Limbaugh sheen thing. It's like a warning from God. Anyone that shiny is like, you know, what do you do? I freshen me up with some Pam. You know, he was
he's got the face of like a Russian grandma.
Anybody
from one of those pictures from like between the two world wars.
He has the oily sheen of a teenager who never masturbated.
That's his book.
By the way, for the record, it's 48-12.
Well, he's made up for it now. 48-12, yeah.
Roger's pant size.
48-12, yeah.
Where did you go for that?
48-12.
Karen, where did you find that information?
I think it comes in on the crazy phones.
First, it was very easy.
Really? That is amazing. That somebody documented
very
it.
Very young and computer savvy.
And Lewis just gave me a thumbs up, like, no, it's confirmed. It's
a high five for you, Lewis.
I just found it too.
You want to see if we can stump
Lewis,
these
you
people?
Fucking nerd.
Oh, I did want to talk about one more thing in news. This is a big, big political news day.
Where did you go for fucking cartoon wardrobe? Okay, fine.
Colin Powell's emails.
Oh yeah, back
up. Published.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty funny. Colin Powell is actually like kind of a hilarious bitch.
Do you have the one that he wrote about Hillary?
Was he scoring any white powder to bring the UN?
No. He called Trump a national disgrace, mm-hmm. and he said he respected Hillary Clinton but would prefer not to vote for her. He also he also said that Bill Clinton was dicking bimbos.
At home.
Still at home.
At home, not on a room, not in a hotel.
But then, parenthetical, that it was in the New York Post. So Colin Powell reads the New York Post and is like, "Well, it must be true." So maybe he's actually in it.
No, he did say according to the New York Post. Though
it's
he didn't
not
say
affect it's... anything. It's no. like her health thing. All these dumb stories that are coming out are like, "Who gives a shit?" And then these people are like, "Ooh, this is the thing that'll help us get like." No one gives a shit about any of these things, you know?
I give a shit about somebody bringing it to email. My email got hacked by somebody in the Philippines.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're coming to what
fucking
I want to get at.
Mine was somebody in Riyadh.
That's the point I want to get to, is that why the fuck is BuzzFeed have this guy's email?
Like, it was published somewhere else email. When they first reported it.
What? These fucking
yeah, these
internet
people who can
suck.
Yeah,
these
people
suck.
Who can print your fucking stolen information. Yeah. And that's
now I got to tell you, I might be meeting with Julian Assange when I go to London.
But he's more, listen... Yeah, he's a but.
No, but
I'm not
I sort of don't
I feel
like
different
part of
about
it.
Him.
Yeah, but I'm sure
he's okay.
He's not. Is he making money off it?
He should.
No, he's got a beautiful place in London. So I'm nice, sure he won't leave it.
I don't know.
actually, I think he's agoraphobic.
I don't know, man. I don't know what.
Turns out Julian Assange is agoraphobic.
Is he dicking bimbos in that magical house?
And he definitely looks sicker than Hillary Clinton.
Dicking bimbo. But, you
well,
know,
what do you say about Barry? Okay, because everybody glosses over this, all the believe her thing. What about the accusers of Bill Clinton? Why is that? Like, why do you think that's never brought up in considering how much there's like a, like? You, do you think that there's
accusations
any...
about? Well, like, first off, listen, yeah, understand.
Back to rape we go.
No,
just about Clinton. Just
jeez, can we stay
away from rape? For the love of God.
5 seconds. You might have liked what I had to say.
Okay, no, you can go, but I'm.
Well, thank you.
He's talking about me,
thank you, son.
Yeah. He's referring to my thing.
You know, I.
Barry,
I,
he's
I
65
can...
years old. Can you show some respect?
Man, you are not 65.
No, Sherrod.
All right.
No, you. Okay, that joke was deserved of a fucking miss.
But here's the thing about it. I mean, you know, show it to me and prove it, whatever. But I'm outspoken on these issues, and they're very important.
Right.
And so I don't, you know, when somebody just throws something at me and there's no, you know, like document approve or whatever. But if I start signing off on everything that comes along,
right.
then all the other work I've done can be discredited. And I don't care about me being discredited, but I care about the issue, you know, of sexual trauma being discredited. So I'm actually very cautious. So that's why you'll never hear the following words out of me, except for right now. Building 7. I will never mention that numbered building again.
Right.
You know, but I don't, you know, I don't want, I mean, people, and then people contact me about that stuff.
Right.
And then 5 seconds later, they're going like, oh, you're in on it. I mean, I actually had someone accuse me of being in on the Jack Kennedy assassination.
I knew it.
Who wasn't?
And I was 10 at the time. I was 9 or 10 Kennedy got assassinated.
Perfect cover.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then eventually he'll become a comic in Boston, Massachusetts, where Kennedy was from.
So you say Alex Jones is not Bill Hicks. That's what you're saying.
I want him to be so bad.
You know, I mean, one sense, I want him to be just like Bill Hicks.
Right.
Has anyone ever accused you of being a secret Jew? Or has it not gotten that far?
You know what? In the old days, when I was touring, you know, in the early days of comedy clubs, I would go out and I'd be down south and someone would go, hey, Barry, you know, we know you're a Jew. Why don't you just say you're a Jew? Because I was a comic and I was named Barry. You know, it's like Barry's from Finbar. Am I? You know, it's like, we know you're a Jew. Go ahead.
I go,
look, if there aren't any Jews here, I'd be happy to be harried in their place. But, you know.
Plus, we're going to see a picture. We're going to see a pic of Barry back then, because I know he had more of a Jew fro back then.
Okay. But Barry.
That's right.
Comics don't get their haircut.
I was terrible. Terrible to be behind at a concert.
Really?
Because I had really wide hair.
Oh, you know? I thought because you were a Jew.
I can see that.
But you saw in my hour, I've been getting all people. This is the Wikipedia prank initially. Yeah. It's just saying I'm a Jew, and that's the insult. The end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Jew. Yeah, that's a Jew.
Is that you?
There we go. Thank you, Shelby.
Poor innocent Southerners. Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay,
you look like a Jewish Welcome Back Carter.
You went from 1970s. Private Eye sidekick to the Private Eye.
That was the 80s. But that mustache was grown to annoy George Steinbrenner in case I ever ran into him after Munson died.
He hated Munson's
mustache, yeah, yes. And then Munson died, so I just grew the mustache in case I ever ran into
him. Barry, they have no idea who you're talking about. Kurt nodding his head who Munson is. Don't. Karen? No. Tommy? It's Zero. Aaron ain't even paying attention.
It's not Munson.
Fucking Yankee legend who died in a plane crash. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm not. Okay.
Fuck, listen, we need some. Listen. What's going on in this room?
He knows sports. I'm not talking about Munson. Jesus. I'm talking about, I can believe you did that because you told me you used to bring a spotlight on the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is why I believe it. Nothing with Munson is the fact he would go through that trouble.
He was the Yankee captain, you son of a bitch.
I couldn't care less. Right, but listen.
Show respect.
Hey, good for him. I'm very proud.
Even when they were getting killed in the 76 World Series, I think he went like 9 for 9 in his last 9 at bats.
He was unbelievable.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't believe Sherrod cares that much, frankly.
What are you talking about? I'm one of the biggest Yankee fans ever. Are you nuts? You have no idea.
First time I've heard this.
And isn't it great to watch a team with a future rather than a mortgage future?
Yes.
By the way, they were nothing, but the Yanks delayed the game long enough to get Hershiser. That's all the time.
Well, yeah.
What's his name?
I do have a new ESPN show coming on the radio, so. In about a month. I'll bring you back for that one.
Oh, great.
It's going to be ESPN Radio.
Oh, good.
Because they don't know sports.
Yeah, we can talk a little college hoops.
Yes, yes.
Hey, what are you
like
guys?
Men.
What are you
like
guys talking about?
Like what men do. Louis, you in.
What are you guys talking about?
Telephone.
There we go.
Okay, hold on.
My penis did that.
Whoa.
I'm sorry to excite you.
What is going on? What is that?
It's the sound of Tommy's boner
deflating. There we go. Off.
Okay, while you guys were going on about sports, I was playing jacks with my friend Tommy. So now
electronic jacks.
We were playing electronic jacks, me and my friend Tommy. No, will you tell Sherrod the thing that you used to bring on stage?
Oh, okay. In the old days, I used to have a portable spotlight. And so when someone would heckle me, I would just like put the spotlight on me, like, okay, you want some attention? Here you go. Flom. And then I'd like, say whatever you have to say. Then I would start heckling them, but I wouldn't say anything. I would just go, flabber. Yeah, it's not that easy, is it? And then I would drink beer and spill it all over myself. And, you know, and if I could whip up any mucus, I'd get it on myself. Just because I was committed to the impression.
And you wonder why they thought you were a Jew. That was amazing.
But you see the
That's
level,
amazing.
See this thing, like the level of holding a grudge?
Yeah.
That is so amazing. Because Barry's the one that got me through all that shit.
He carries a spotlight.
I mean, initially, when I, like, he called me down. That's why I don't go on Facebook yelling at people no more.
Good. Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to throw you. I mean, you know, like all these people, they thought because I'm the other work I've done and whatever, they tried to get me in on the lynch mob for you. And it's like, no, you don't understand. It's, I don't throw people away. I mean, you know what? Let's get to the rapist. Let's bring it back around to the rapist. You know, if the victims want to come forward, that's fine. But let's bring it to the alleged rapist. But I mean, like everybody. But of course, you know, you couldn't have helped enough talking about your hard dick and stuff, and you're trying to make a comment about rape. It's like, first off, I mean, just on any other joke, I don't want to hear you say that for my heart. Who cares?
Thank you.
I mean, other than private, that's a great place for your hard dick.
I told you those things in private. No, you, listen, your guy actually is the real deal. This is what I like about you, because, like I said, I'm not even...
I wasn't going to... I mean, you know, I'm not a lynch mob guy.
But you actually give a shit
about the
issue.
And you came out against lynch mobs, and I got that part of it.
Right.
You know, and I got that part of it. And then, you know, let's face it, you're probably never going to get hired at the UN. But
just for fans of the show and me.
But when I saw you, and I can say this now, because you've disclosed a few things, when I met you in Montreal... About 2 seconds after I met you, you go, what the fuck happened to this kid? And then when this shit came out,
Sherrod, and
then
you
we talked once, and then I called you back the second time. I go, you got it. You know, okay, now what happened to you? And I didn't. Now you don't. And I said, I prefaced it with like, you don't have to tell me what happened to you. And you know, 10 seconds later, you were pretty emotional, and I knew. And then I felt so. This awful sort of relief, like, well, thank God I didn't throw this kid off a cliff or join the lynch, because I would have been like the, you know, they wanted me to John Hancock, you're lynching, and I wasn't gonna do it. So
Didn't they call me?
Well, yeah, I know.
This is why the point of that.
There you go. There you go. Find it right there.
Sherrod and his traveling rope sales business.
Sherrod managed to pull out a quill. He actually pulled a quill out of his pocket.
That's his lynching
quill.
For a month straight, Sherrod had his arm in the air with a feather pen waiting for the document. He had changed his name to Lynch and wore a judge wig.
A powdered judge wig.
Yeah, but just for people listening, because fans of me that are like, because I got a lot of fans that hate anything that's like, especially anti-Trump, because a bunch of people, and so just to get
that. I mean, like, listen, people should watch your moron if you're for Trump. Just a moron.
But look,
you know,
just for your hour, dude.
Fucking kill yourself, kill your family, kill everyone you know. You know, I mean, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding. Just like, shut the fuck. Really, you know, like, you're just telling me you despise yourself and you're a fucking jag-off from hell. Shut the fuck up. You're an idiot. That guy hates you. If you went near his house, he would release the hound. You fucking doomcough. Stop it, nincompoops. Jesus Christ. Have a little self-respect. Don't fucking vote for someone who despises you fucking nitwits. That's it. That's about all that needs to be said.
Okay, can we make that as a promo for
I'm still on the fence.
The hounds are gonna get you.
Barry, say the name of your hour again for everybody.
Whatever threatens you.
Yeah, so whatever threatens you comes out, check out, because your documentary is great and shit and all that, and what you do for me is a fuck. Dude, you meant a lot. But people need to know how fucking funny you are, dude.
Oh, it's funny as shit.
I don't want you to be known as some fucking activist. It's not. You're literally one of the funniest people I ever met in my life. So I really want to promote this fucking hour because you're.
Thank you, man.
You're such a good guy. It's like you never did the dirty business shit of this. Do you know what I mean? And it did.
Yeah.
Like how funny you are. Is
what ruined me? You know
service.
What ruined my career?
What? Being a good guy?
Show business. I can feel shame and embarrassment.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that ruins you more with agents and different people. Like, you can feel shame and embarrassment. Yeah, I can't do that. That would be embarrassing. What? You know, that was basically.
Well, they always want you to act
me,
is their goal. Oh, so that's like why.
Now I am saying the words of others.
What shame?
I got gigantic arms, Sherrod. Look at the size of his arms. You know, they just get completely rigid and they're huge and they're the only time they had me act was on the lowest rated show of 1987.
Wait, don't tell me yet.
Don't give it away, man.
Lowest rated show 1987.
And I was the worst actor on it.
Because it's I only give away your
lowest rated show 87.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't want you giving it away.
Are we talking Hardcastle and McCormick? Wait,
listen, no. Nothing that high, bro.
Make the hour come back. Don't give away. Because I like
oh, it's
that.
In the hour. It's in the hour. Okay, yeah.
No, it's not in the hour. I don't say the name of the show, though.
He don't say the name of the show.
Because I don't want anyone to find it.
Okay. Oh.
I was the one. But, I mean, it was so bad.
Can I look?
Surrounded by these professionals. Even though the show sucked, there was these talented people with the cameras.
Okay, Barry, first of all, it's very easy to find it. It's not hard to find.
It wasn't Chips.
You don't have to go by the name of the show. You know that, right?
What's happening? What's happening now? Find
it. Well, maybe. Then take a look. I don't think it's on my,
Oh, well, if it's not, then I won't blow your
spot up. IUD or whatever they call it.
Check your IUD, Barry.
Did you play? Wait a minute now. I think it's coming back to me, Barry. Yeah. Did you play the bicycle salesman on Different Strokes?
No.
That was the Maytag man.
Your arms were fine.
Wasn't the Maytag man? I saw him once play Sancho Panza in Summer Theater.
Oh, really?
DV's Maytag repairman. No, that was actually an old Lenny Clark joke, which was hilarious.
Will you talk about this? Because you.
I think Lewis has it.
He does?
The new Adventures of Beans Baxter.
Oh, fuck.
You are on Beans Baxter?
That's what I had.
I know that show.
The New Adventures of Beans Baxter.
We can't show it, right?
Yeah, we'll show.
You are right, a dead man.
We'll go to commercial.
I'm glad they got some new adventures, though. I was really sick of the old ones.
Here's what I want to come up with.
That is too funny.
We
got to play his part.
Because all that, when stand-up stood out, all that Boston scene of
comedy. Oh, yeah.
He started all the...
I know.
I want to talk about some of that comedy shit, man.
Yes, that's what we got to do.
Comedy 101, Bennington's awesome show I did, where it's comedians, and they have like an open micer, and we have little hotel bells.
I want to be...
He's kind of like Lottery Show. Remember I did Lottery Show?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I know what the show is.
But you interrupt them during their set. This is Bennington's thing.
Yeah, exactly like Lottery Show.
Well, whatever. But he wants to come on as one of the comics and have us
Oh, that's
him,
great. That's great.
Which is amazing. So,
and you know what Bennington said to me when I suggested this? Yeah. But, you know, like, your life's goal is to walk into the OK Corral as often as possible.
Yeah. No, that's how I'm into that shit, too. But
it's a funny show. Comedy 101 is a funny show.
Because my favorite thing is you mocking stand-up comedians for shit that you can't, not suffering fools, I suppose, how you'd be saying.
Why do women go to the bathroom in Paris? Because they get hassled by drunk men. You know, okay, next question. We cleared up that mystery, Matt. Perhaps you could write an act.
You ruined that for both me and Shaw. Thanks a lot.
Why do foreigners drive cabs and work at convenience stores? Entry-level jobs. Same reason your great-grandparents built the railroad. Yeah, right.
That's because Obama wants us to be weak.
Mama.
That's too funny.
Send a bitchy mama.
All right, so we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll play that scene of Barry's in that show, too. We're going to play that.
Yeah.
We found that we're going to play the scene, Lewis? We'll find it.
I'm whatever threatened you.
Race Wars will be back after this.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
It's Race Wars with Cuck and Charade.
Ooh, Cuck and Charade.
Stealing your jokes while you fuck their girlfriends.
All right, we're back in the building, you know. Barry Crimmins in the house.
All right, I just finished a Pop-Tart.
Race Wars Kurt here. We got Aaron in the building, Tommy. Allison's here. That's why Allison's back there. Where's Aaron?
I'm intrigued.
She has to perform early.
Aaron is doing a
That's why we did the news that early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I had no idea that Aaron was bouncing.
I didn't know either. She just sprung it on me.
So to speak.
She's not organized and it's hurting her knees, apparently, falling downstairs and shit.
Her knees were a mess.
She texted me when it happened and it was like all swollen up.
It still looked pretty bad. Apparently, Aaron was running for the B train and fell in New York City.
Yeah.
And scraped the knees up nicely.
Run in your heel. Wait, Karen and this is Allison now on the Aaron mic. Yeah. You don't run in heels, do you?
I don't really wear heels.
I don't run.
Why? Yeah.
I don't run at all. I make it a habit to never run.
Never run?
No, I don't run to catch a cab.
And that says something considering your domestic arrangement. You've got more
now
gut
you know
size.
Why I have all these bruises.
She don't run and she don't listen. What Shut a up. Weird combination.
Karen, I do run my mouth, so that explains a lot.
Karen, instead, stop running in heels. Tell the nice man what happened.
What happened?
She's clumsy. I thought I'd be careful running for the subway.
Mercy.
Fucking. Let's go.
Lord have its mercy.
Yeah, I want to, because I want to have some kind of one-on-one thing that I do with him, where because he has all these. What did you tell
Let's
me?
Let's talk about the beginning. Yeah, Let's talk about comedy wise. Yeah.
So what it was there when you started out in comedy? Because you built that whole thing, basically, right?
Well, I helped.
Who's some of the guys who you started out with, Barry? Let the fans know, the listeners.
Stephen Wright.
Never heard of him. He actually came on Race Wars before. He's been
here.
He's
been on the show.
Yeah, he's been here on the show. He's a great guy.
Dude, yeah.
Friend of the show.
One of my dearest friends, and so fortunate to know him. He saw the special and said, "I can't believe I know you." It's like,
really?
Really?
He is like that, though.
That's amazing.
He's so generous.
That's amazing.
And, you know, Goldthwait, Tommy Kenny, the SpongeBob, and Joe.
How much money is Tommy Kenny making, boy?
Well, I don't ask.
He making that big dirty money, though, that cartoon dirty, dirty money, goddammit.
You know, Lenny and Paula Poundstone and God, I don't know, a million. I'm gonna leave. I always
That's
leave all people the, out.
Some good ones.
Kevin Meaney.
Meaney's still
I mean,
around.
You come in on a night there and see for $5 and you would see, you know, this incredible array of talent. And all I did was notice it, and I was like, "Wow, he was a genius." He taught me when I first went to. Okay, so I was coming to. My father was sick in a VA hospital in West Virginia, where they shipped him supposedly for some specific. And we thought he was going to die. Then he didn't die, and so I got him squared away and whatever. And then I hitchhike out of West Virginia to go to New York because I figured I'll do some stand up in New York. And it's raining like hell. So this guy is giving me a ride. He's going to Boston. So he goes, "Well, I'll drop you off, but I got to drop you out in New Jersey because I'm, you know, going around." He's, but I'll take you all the way to Boston if you want. And I go, "Fuck it, Boston's in the American League. Let's go." and then the first weekend I was there was Memorial Day weekend, and I saw this incredible array of talent: Mike McDonald, Jack Gallagher, Sweeney.
Do you remember the room that it was?
It was the Springfield Street Saloon, which became the Ding Ho, my club.
Okay.
And then I found out they weren't. And then I met the guys running things. And the first thing they did was they paid me either $8 or $12. Yeah, I killed. You know, I had a great set, and then they pay me $8 or $12, and they go, "Don't tell everybody else how much money we gave you." At that point, I went, you know, I think we might need to work a little more with this scene.
How many bookers you and know who've done that, by the way?
Yeah.
You don't want to say their name to mess up business with them in the future.
And then they said to me, I go, like, "Wow, you really got a lot of talent here, whatever." And they go, like, "You should be doing, you know." And it was a Sunday night of Memorial Day weekend. And they go, "Yeah, but Boston will never be a weekend comedy crowd." And I go, "It's a fucking, I didn't think."
Wow.
And I look at these guys and I go, "Fucking Boy Scouts, ding, ding, ding." And then I just worked to finding a room. And it turns out they weren't going to, you know, they weren't that interested in doing this room. And physically, it was just a perfect room. You know,
yeah.
It was really.
How many people did it fit?
You know, we could cram 200 in there and be like 70 over the fire code.
Right.
But the fire guy liked the Chinese food, so it was so finally, you know, the first day, and this is going to be a 3 month story. The first day, I kept going to the club because I ended up getting a place in the neighborhood, and I kept going to the club, and no one was ever there. Where I'd done comedy before, the comics would show up, and no one was around this place. They just did sporadic shows there. So I got to know the guy that owns the club, and he hires me to be the bouncer. So the first night I'm going to be the bouncer at the Ding Ho. Back in those days, there would be these little 3-minute news updates at the top of the CBS News in New York, and I'm there's little black and white TVs on sort of at the end of this like long kind of bowling,
I know what you're gonna say,
bowling alley apartment, and I just see a picture of Thurman Munson, and I go like, I hope he's just fucked up inside. He got in trouble, you know. And then I walk up and he died in the plane crash.
Oh,
and I go over to the Ding Ho. And, I mean, I'm thinking, you know what, there's an excuse to not go, but I go, fuck it, I'm going to go. And I go over, and this And I'm there, and you know, and I worked. I'm working the door, and Shun Lee, the guy who owned the place, watched me. Like several people came up to me. Hey, how's the band? I go, like, this guy owns the place. They just got hired tonight. The band sucks. What do you think I'm going to say? The band is tremendous. I can't, you know. So, and everybody would go in and laugh, and you know, and then Shun Lee, that's very good. And then finally, this guy
nailed it.
This guy comes up. It's big, burly, you know, like about a 40-year-old Irish guy, and he comes in. He goes, "I don't pay the cover here." And I go, "Really?" And Shun goes, "No, okay." And then he goes to the bar and he orders two beers and says, "I don't pay for beers here." And Shun goes, and I look at Shun and he goes, "Okay." And then he announces to the bar, "Hey, do you hear Thurman Munson's playing for the Angels now?" And I fucking picked the big goon up and hurled him through the door using his head to open the door. Threw him out on the street and said, "Oh, don't ever fucking come back here again." And as I'm walking back in, I go, like, "Well, it was fun working here." And Shun Lee says to me, "That was great. He terrible." And by the end of the night, he puts me in charge of all the entertainment.
Wow.
And so a month later, 2 months later, we managed to switch over to comedy. And then within a couple of weeks, we were sold out, you know, every night, you know, the lines around the corner.
I did not expect a Thurman Munson connection to the high school. Holy shit.
In Boston.
Barry, that's I am crazy. So impressed with that story, and I can only imagine if I knew who Thurman Munson was, how much more.
He was great.
Because
yeah.
He was a good show.
He was great.
Oh, he was the best.
Oh.
Spit in your eye and beat you.
yes. So.
And he had
how do you know what we do at home? What, it's not your business?
Man, so then you were there
so
for
then
how
we
long?
Started. And then we gave Lenny the open mic night, and he's from Cambridge, so all the Cambridge people came in. And then we, you know, and there was all this talent. So all these great comics wanted to come down. Well, it was a good. And then you know, we just started running. We ran Wednesday through Sunday at first. And then I added this improv troupe, one which I, you know, I can't remember the name, so we'll just call them. If it's not funny, yell. I need an occupation.
That's the title, definitely.
If it's not funny, yell. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I need an occupation, preferably gynecologist. And so
has improv just not changed ever?
Ever. there's some great improv, you know, but there's some really bad.
Don't
too.
Qualify
it's like,
it.
It's like poetry, you know, yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah. Like every once in a while, oh, this doesn't suck.
No,
you
see?
You got to sift through so
it's
much
the
horrid
that
shit.
The rule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and we just took off, and it became this sort of hip. It was
how
hip
much
and
were you guys charging back then? Like just to come in and see the show?
$3.50 to $5.
Right.
But in 1980, but the thing is, I took the whole door, and this is a crazy thing, and split it up among the comics. Okay. I wasn't taking a paycheck. I would go do other gigs, and that was how I basically survived. And then once a month, I got enough money to pay my. I think my room at this. I rent. You know, I was in. I had a room at a guy's. You know, apartment, and I think I paid $125 a month. So once a month, it would take about 3 days to get the $125 out of Shun. But then I would. You know, and that was it. That's all I did. But I didn't take. You know, because it's my traditional business. Genius, you know, I insisted on 0% off the top. But how I was really paid was the party, you know, which right. was just like, you know, I mean, it was basically an open bar for several years. And that, you know, I mean, basically we wanted people out of there no later than 8 a.m. So,
like, yeah,
there was a lot of, then the cocaine, and I was never, as my friend Tim Walco says, I don't like coke. Because I don't like to stay up late and complain about my little league coach. And I was that way too. I actually did a bit at the time going, like, I'm going to warn you people, you know, pretty soon they're going to start putting cocaine in the cocaine and it's going to be a nightmare. And that's what happened. You know, eventually at some point as a marketing technique, they decided to put actual cocaine in the cocaine. So, And that was actually what sort of the seeds of demise of the scene.
Really?
I got so sick. One night I get, I mean, I'm working 100 hours a week. I'm not taking a paycheck. I'm doing, you know, but I mean, I got a plan.
It sounds like a guy on cocaine, by the way.
Yeah.
I know. But you were the one guy.
No, no, believe me, if you're on cocaine, you'd be demanding a paycheck. But anyway, I'm coming back to the club in a taxi, and I said to the guy, I said to the cab driver, I'm going to Ding Ho, 13th Springfield Street, in Miss Kirk Cambridge. He goes like, oh, you going over to score some blow? And I went over there and I walked in the bar and I fucking quit. I just said, fuck this shit, man. I don't work this hard.
Well, that's what it's
and
be known
for,
And
then I came over
and
there was a couple of lines of coke on the cigarette machine. This was this thing
Somebody
that
left.
You could buy cigarettes back in. But they were just there. There was just so much.
That's sounds like the Limelight when I was in high school. That club.
I remember Limelight. Peter Gershon.
And that's crazy, dude, to see it go. But that's the 80s. I mean, the height of even when coke was like in New York from I don't know whatever year it was, Rob, like 2000, whenever.
Oh no, it's 70s.
It wasn't 70s.
Well, I mean, I was the only person that had ever done any actual cocaine. Yeah. You know,
because you said it's not real now.
No, I mean,
but that's just to give a perspective. Because like
baby accident.
Yeah. I just meant because it's people.
Everybody's thinking little tiny shit.
And when I first got to New York, that was like the hipster drug to get in Williamsburg, where I lived.
Oh yeah,
there was a Dominican dude.
Oh,
who
they
was
stepped all over that shit.
Everybody was like,
on.
Everybody was 20.
The Rockettes.
Dude, this is how you knew, Gerard. Everybody was 20 years old, but one guy.
Taylor dancers.
One guy was 40. There'd just be one 40-year-old with all these 20-year-olds, and he's wearing pajamas and cowboy boots.
Right.
And you're like, how do you know everybody?
The dude lived in a van. That would happen. You know,
but it's not, you were there when it was like, whatever we saw in RoboCop.
It was a nightmare. And it wrecked.
Like the movie Cocaine Cowboys era. Yeah. That's when this happened.
And, I mean, I think they came out a bit in Stand Up Stood Out, Frantz Almeida's film. But, that's what really did the damage. And I used to say to him, I go, like, you guys want to get high? You want to do? I'll tell you what. I'll get you some acid, and we'll see if you're looking for the fucking acid dealer at midnight. Because I'll have another 40 hits in my pocket.
You
need some more? I'll boost you up there. You know.
You still got that number?
Nah. I still got the acid. Those coke pussies would never touch it.
Yeah, so, you're right. Acid will take you somewhere, boy.
Yeah, man. I used the P word. I don't know what's happening to me. You guys are dragging me down.
It's working! It's working! Because me and Barry are going to do... Because he's funny as shit, man. So,
I do know
because he's Batman. He's not... But October 4th, it's me and him at the Village Underground.
Oh,
and Barry
nice.
With,
and Annie Letterman is going to... So, that's going to be a good show.
Now, I got to say, I'll be just getting back from Dublin and London.
Yeah.
So...
Bring your hatred of the Irish. No, I don't know.
Back from London.
That would be.
I know you're one of them.
Self-loathing, but anyway. But I've got. I'm busily translating my act into English right now. So. I'm at the Leicester Square Theatre in London, and on the 29th, 30th, and 1st, and the. Sugar Club in Dublin on the 27th.
Amazing. We have listeners out there, so that's good that you mentioned it.
Good.
Now, where the hell do you play, like, when you back up West New York? When do you go?
Well, I don't play all the time. I mean, art galleries and nutty people that, put up with me. But, I just figure I got to go to an airport or drive somewhere to work, and it's just I start from there. But if I got to go to an airport, I'm going through the airport in Crochester, which is like 5 seconds compared to, the amount of time you have to go through the beating here with all the heroes checking your safety for you.
Do you say thank you for your service?
Thank you for your service, yeah. Thank you for your service, which is just a way to endorse horrible policies,
right.
I mean, and use these poor kids as human shields for bad policies. But watch the special for more on this.
No, we're gonna promote. We'll put it up when we put the episode.
Yeah,
up,
when so. It comes when it comes out, that would be great. I'm gonna be in fucking London when it comes out. Probably that's
all
the
right.
Well, dude,
marketing is my skill. Yes.
I know
what I can do. I can help everybody but myself.
They like put the album out and then get lost.
What I want to do?
Lose yourself.
Because I want to do that when October 4th when I'm done with the hour. That's what I want to do your debriefing idea. So we'll see. I'm going to do it.
You'll
be there.
Good.
So you can do your judgments.
No, but it's not. That's not even it. It's not some competitive put down thing. Where it's like fucking funny people. I'm going to write insults. Friends and smart.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not.
Where are you from? What do you do? You're a homosexual.
Okay, in fairness, that's how I met Tommy. But no, that's what
I'm sure in a bathroom in North Carolina.
Yeah, but it'd be a good
where,
show.
You know, nothing makes you know people get hornier than a stinky fucking urine drenched restroom.
Well, I've fucked in a restroom before, Barry. I'm sure you have.
He didn't do
no, I'm not, I don't he coach Louisville. Yeah. It's a Rick Pitino reference. That's completely lying.
You can't
Pitino.
Holy shit. Because how long have you been doing stand-up for, do you say, Sean?
Since birth?
Yeah.
I know that answer, but, I know since birth. Since
Gina Dave.
This
Gina,
is what's amazing.
Who paid me? What's her name? Gina from Boston.
Savage.
When she gave me that first $5.
Oh, you know what?
I remember it was yesterday.
That's my first.
It was 2 days ago. Yeah. When I'm first, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Are you, wait a minute. Hold on.
Are you checking your phone messages on radio?
Yeah, don't read it publicly, though. Don't do that.
What's going on? Anybody want to drop in set from a legend?
Oh, we're going
to
need you.
I'm going to Miami tomorrow, though. That is true. I'm going to Miami tomorrow. I got to go to a wedding in Key Largo tomorrow.
Who's getting married?
Yeah, April, my friend.
I hate going to weddings.
When I went to Nicaragua during the things were hot down there, and they said, did you meet with the opposition? I said, yeah, I had 2 layovers in Miami. You can get credit hours with these jokes.
What were you doing in Nicaragua?
It was the
I was doing a tour of these people who were helping them rebuild their nation after it had been wiped out by hurricane, war, earthquake, and just about everything else. You can, the people in Nicaragua make Job look like a pussy. Yeah. So,
finally, the Bible thing linked into it.
So then we went down and did shows for these brigades that were helping them do stuff. Oh. And they said, it's like a USO tour. And I said, no, it's more like a USOUT tour. Nobody gets it. No.
I tried to help you.
Well, no, it's a really good joke.
I figured it is. Good jokes don't work in this room. Don't you hear me?
No, they actually do. There's several have. But that one, anyway. I was down, there and I've been to war. I just didn't have a gun with me, but I'm not one of these clowns that goes on a USO tour and then is protected by these soldiers and come back to this trembling guy. I completely respect what they do.
You know where I went to? I went to a base that was here for in case there's ever a chemical attack. And it's kind of a weird thing because their whole job is to hope that they're never called for any reason. So there's all this
dead.
It's all this crazy equipment for a chemical thing, and like you could see like because
they bring Metzger into.
I was there
that
with
just shows you the level.
Hotel. But no, they were happy.
About their level preparation.
All those dudes were like the best audience, but they were happy to show me all this because there's all this shit, you know.
Right.
But they probably never. I mean, I hope they never use it because it's crazy.
I'll tell you what they're going to have to use it for: the shit we're storing here. That's right. I mean, we still have shit stored from World War I around D.C. that's rotting, mustard gas and all this crap. Big stores of it. And it's just in these rotting, bunkers.
Really?
Yeah. And nobody wants to. Because what happened was when Jimmy Carter actually told people there's some problems with the country and then he got beat by, therefore, I must continue to lie about this sensitive trees pollute more than
the
cars
greatest
do.
President of my life. That's the greatest president of my lifetime, sir.
Who, Reagan?
Well,
so my mom used to say, I could never have plants when I was a kid because she was afraid they'd suffocate me in my sleep.
Why?
Plants?
Because she was a Reagan.
I tried to explain how plants work.
Your mom? Wait, okay.
I'm telling you, I wanted a pet so bad, and I was like, surely we can compromise on a
she's
plant.
She's worried about
surely.
Plants suffocating in because your sleep, but she's okay with
she
her?
She goes, well,
nobody's okay
she goes,
with
well, they use up oxygen. I go, no, you don't, no. They use carbon dioxide. They use a tiny bit of oxygen during their cellular respiration, whatever. I was like 12 at the time and just learned, like, thought
nerd.
I was hot shit.
Nerd.
And very friendless, only liked books. And explain plants to my mom. Could never have a plant.
But she
finally
hurt,
got a plant. Killed the plant.
You killed the plant?
Suffocated the plant.
Wait,
she was so right.
She heard about it from Reagan? Is this Was that where she got it from?
No, Reagan,
but
separately.
Reagan said, when he was running for president, famously said, trees pollute more than cars do. And
was that the
geniuses
bullshit?
We are as Americans, we said, okay, you be president.
Well, in fairness, she also never let me have a car, so she was consistent.
It's because you couldn't reach the pedals.
That's different.
Yes, it's because I couldn't reach the pedals.
And you would kill it if you had it.
Well, I have the same problem.
That's because
I'm a tree murderer.
And they also like to, they get along well with the Saudis where women aren't allowed to drive. There's a
damn
conservation
right.
program.
Oh, my God.
I had a Saudi student when I used to teach ESL, and they were adults, so
just a quick question.
Yeah.
You weren't teaching them how to fly jets.
Holy shit. No. I didn't want to talk about it on this podcast and betray my country. But so I asked this kid, what's up with women not driving? Like, respectfully, but I was like, is this
what's
the rationale? Yeah.
Were
what's
you eyeballing him when you?
I was looking, he was to my side, and I was only looking at him in my peripheral vision.
Okay, good.
So, and he goes, no, you don't understand. Sometimes the roads get very dark and it's not safe for people to drive because they might get raped on the roads. And I go, well, wouldn't that make it very dangerous for men also? Right?
So,
if there's a
road
rape
problem. So
what you
want to do is make women walk on those roads.
Right.
On the rape roads.
So Saudi Arabia is full of rape roads is what you're telling me. He goes, well, they can hire drivers. I'm like, oh, I see. It's like they're
like poor women. Oh, I didn't know Saudi Arabia.
No, but they're
all the poor people.
It's even, but over there, it's like, and I know it's not like shocking, but it's not, the wealth inequality in that country is so crazy that if you have money, you have
all the money. Yeah.
And if you have no money, you are destitute.
You're Filipino.
As an American.
Someone has your passport.
As an American, I can't imagine a plan like that.
Classic Barry.
I haven't been to the Hamptons for a while now.
You know, Barry, the free market, Barry, I'm going to be everybody
Barry!
I ever talk to. Because I got an argument with a guy who's a fan of the show.
The free market depends on the slave market, but anyway.
Well, okay, but it's not like, come on, man, a lot of slave stuff. But.
whoa.
Let this slavery
go. Potato potato, huh, Whitey?
No, I got in this argument with somebody who's a fan last night because I'm talking about, because college is too
but not
expensive.
Not today.
Yeah, college is too expensive. No, I'm being facetious. College is too expensive, right? And this guy literally, because the government spent. I'm like, the private institutions, dude, are too. He goes, free market should be decided. I'm like, you're not understanding that there's not such a thing going on with that.
I mean, you want to talk about government spend. I mean, like, there's still, like, in the Republican debates, you're going, like, we're running really low on battleships. Yeah, we haven't used one in a battle since the Battle of Leyte Gulf in 1944.
That was a good one, too, though.
My dead father was in it. It was, I mean, my father.
That part was sad,
it,
but it was a good fight.
72. Well, they won. We won, but it's complicated, but we. The U.S. won.
Did we, Barry?
Yes. Well, in the end. we're still preparing for World War II.
Right.
You're never going to have a thing where a bunch of tanks line up on a battlefield.
Yeah, those days are over.
But these belt-tightening assholes are like, no, they're giving cheese to people. That's the problem with this guy. You know how much cheese you can buy for one fucking tank? You can cover Rhode Island for the next 35 years.
We have
years.
To be number one.
Yeah.
No, that's because it's like that. Who says that all the time? That's a jobs program. The weapon. That's like some of these towns. They fucking build planes.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's why they get the money for these planes. Yeah. Because it's a jobs program.
No one ever gets this joke, but I love it. Primacy, our number one problem.
Well. You know why? Because I always thought it would say.
I thought it was.
I thought it was pronounced primacy this whole time.
Primacy.
Maybe.
Oh, it's because we're dumb.
You pronounced it primacy.
You dumb woman.
Look at all idiots catching up to you.
Get off the road, you dumb woman.
Wait. Hold on. Is your name not Barry Crimmins then?
Believe me, I've heard a lot of those hilarious jokes. Barry Criminal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've heard them, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's a damn mite better than Kurt Mexican, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. Let's go!
All right, now here's a point in the show that I like to call try to guess what the hell race Klemp is. give Klemp a good look. Is she Mexican?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think? Yeah.
You might be surprised.
I'm not.
If you had to hate her from a distance, what would you call her?
What's her persuasion?
If you wanted to disparage my entire background,
how do we keep
what slur would you choose?
Why don't you just tell me?
Wait, no, don't. This is the question.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. Now, Klimp, would you be more likely to want to keep Klimp out with a wall?
or
with like a war
a
of some kind. Yeah, a Holocaust.
Nothing like a good whimsical Holocaust reference.
Right. We got two great
My career is finally back on track. Can you bring me in here
Let's
to
make
do
some great Holocaust jokes.
Do you know that my doomsday cult was in the Holocaust. That's how we were in the concentration camps.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so was her cult.
Bragging.
And so was his.
Still bragging.
And so is his cult.
Right.
Tommy's people.
My cult just DJ'd.
Yeah.
There you go, Karen.
Your
cult was smart enough to stay out of Germany.
Kill the Jews. Oh, I got that song.
What
we them boys.
Oh, my cult was there too.
What was there?
I was there too. Or I was.
Right, just tell them what you are. Just tell them what you are.
Japanese and German.
There you go. Access of evil.
Wow, that's hilarious.
It's access of evil.
Man,
you know if you put Klimp and me together,
so you're putting,
we explode.
Internment concentration camps. Anyway. Yes.
Guys, we've been playing Wall or Holocaust.
Years of just trying to claw my way back into some sort of commercial viability.
Yeah, it was Barry. It was a trick question. The answer was neither. We secretly bring her here to make rockets for us.
And porn, because they got some filthy stuff. Both Germany and Japan.
I always said if we had watched their porn in the 20s, we could have prevented both wars by preemptively striking them.
Well, you know, I mean, that's people, you know, that's, he told me not to do any more material. So.
What's the porn of your day, Barry? What would you guys look at?
No, I don't want you to give away, I want him to buy your goddamn out.
But anyway.
As long as it's not here, man, don't give away their good shit.
All right. It's all good shit.
I know, but you're too. See, the dingho, you should have been a millionaire. You should have been right now a millionaire.
Oh, you know. Because if I was a millionaire, I would have been dead.
And this is the drawback of your hippie commie lifestyle. You're just giving your shit away now to these.
He would have had Manny money. He would have had comedy seller money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's ironic. You're the guy who talked me out of giving my shit away on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, he's saving everybody else's dollars and giving away
Make
your own
coin. Make a buying ticket for you, Barry.
Yeah.
The promo is here.
Giving away your fucking freedom for when they come and arrest you.
Yeah no shit.
It's
like throwing bird crumbs to pigeons, and then the ingrate pigeons, what do? They gobble
Peck
them
you.
Up and complain and shit on you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, that I like Twitter better because you kind of have to be. Facebook is like, you know, I mean, I want every once in a while I have to post, you know, although you may think that I really want to jam with you, random dickhead, you know, I don't. And I don't need you to. I don't need you to repair I already sewed in the obvious part of the joke because I wasn't going to put it out there. I just implied it and then moved a little further down the.
You want to workshop it?
Yeah. And they're like, you know what I think? The obvious thing. And then 19 people go, I thought of that too. It's like, yeah, of course you did. That's why I didn't fucking say it. That's why I get paid for.
Well,
this
Barry,
shit.
You were the one who got mad.
Thank God for you.
I know you don't like my term, and they hate it because you were against my civilian term. But that is how I got to.
I'm not against your civilian. I've always
I changed it. It's a
you
pigeon.
Didn't change it
it's
for
pigeon
me.
From now on.
Do you call the civilians
you're
pigeons?
You're mistaken.
What is that?
You're mistaken. You like I understand it.
Oh.
I've always thought. I mean, you
it
know,
is
really.
Pompous. I've always said it's a pompous.
You know, he used to call them serfs.
You know, what I was telling you was not, you know, like, yeah, don't rub their noses in it. But I mean, you know, but you're like, hey, I was just trying to help out. And it's the kind of guy, you're the kind of guy that comes by brain surgery picking your nose saying, hey, can I give you a hand?
Yeah.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Well,
old booger fingers.
Right.
It's tacky. The amount of like dumb arguments I've been in with people that I didn't even need to about comedy. Because that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's
Asian
not,
land wars. Yeah. Don't get into an Asian land war.
It doesn't even matter if it's like a feminist you think are against comedy, whoever's listening, or these dudes that do that.
Well,
they all do the
you
same.
Got one right here. So
yeah, but I've always said I'm the godfather. I have a pompous title for myself with that. I'm forgetting it, but it's on my Facebook wall. I haven't looked at it. But, that shit where it's always the same. Like, I don't care about your politics. Everyone thinks they can do the job as well as you. Karen, this is the best point Karen said when people were screaming, I know any woman would be a better writer on Schumer than Kurt Metzger. And she goes, well, name them. Because I could probably name seven women who I think could do as good or better job.
Yeah.
You just said women. And really? Who? Which ones do you have in mind?
Name them.
That's a mediocre person trying to blend
now,
in
see,
with their commie
whole
shit.
Thing. See, you could have pulled
Kurt.
This
there
off.
There you go. Shift to that chin.
I'm trying to save him from spending his material.
I could have, but here's my advice on that last outburst.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Lead up to a point and then let Karen say something.
Yes.
It's crazy idea.
What an angel. Crazy.
I don't
care. Yeah, where have you been in my life?
Let her fill in the blank.
He's against
dig
it.
Dig the tunnel right,
Barry,
to the blank.
Listen.
Come I didn't on see her listening at all. That's amazing.
The blank, and then Karen goes, ba-doom.
Don't you understand?
She thought of the.
Don't you understand that I'm trying to hold her down? And then why would you blow my spot up? I don't want her flying off to another show or something.
That's she's right. A bitch.
Driving yeah. down those rape roads.
Walking down the rape roads.
Yeah, she's not allowed to drive.
Let me go.
Oh,
what's the Jewish burqa called again? A frumka.
What?
It's not like all Jews just wear
no,
that.
No, it's kind of new.
That's a special
very specific.
Thing.
Yeah, that's like yeah. super Jew.
Well, Karen's wearing one to the Emmys, so.
Did you say burqa no. or burger?
A frumka.
Frum means very religious, and okay. so frumka's like the very, very, very religious extreme. Like, they'll cover up, like, burqa style.
So what's the ka? The ka?
It's like burqa, but combination of frum and burqa, because,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
Like a tankini, but.
Yeah.
So can we pull
so
some up?
Different.
How do they look?
Yeah.
How do they look on oh, how do they make these girls look? They
like
make them look good?
They should have a fucking tea
to
tray
make your
on
ass
head.
Look real fat.
Does it? Does it?
Hey, are we, do we have to do the sign outs?
What?
Have, it's 8:46.
It's not oh my God.
I
it's
know.
Like having it's a show with a chimpanzee. Me
there
working
is a fourth
with
wall break every show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. look, sorry if I want to include the pigeons in our show.
You
it's
haven't earned it.
Oh. I stopped seeing civilians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's an animal.
I mean, it would suck without. I like it when you do a show and, you know, I mean, this is the material, but you,
yeah.
I work with comics and it's a light crowd. And the people, the comics go on and give them shit for being a light
yeah.
crowd. It's like,
yeah. you don't
hey,
give,
this would completely yeah. blow without these people.
Right. You don't blame the people there for the people not
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And you just give them the show.
Exactly.
Well,
I came from a performing family.
Hey, by the way,
the flying
by the way, it's at Crimmins on Twitter. Smalls. CRIMMINS. Hey, you know, we haven't talked over each other much time.
I know. I'm trying to not have crosstalk because this fan in Connecticut was.
Yeah, don't listen to the nigga who you've been partners with the whole time who told you not to do it. This was some random fan that you
Sherrod.
Ran into by Coinky Day.
Sherrod, why didn't you just end the sentence after the N-word?
You're right. Don't you ever say N-word around me. You say nigga, you don't bring it up.
Oh, I'm trying to help Barry. You don't think I want Sherrod, you don't think I want to say wait.
You right.
I don't want to hurt Barry's thing. I mean,
you're
want,
right.
I've been holding in all my niggers the whole show.
You're going to bust. You're going to bust your heart like that.
Oh, yeah, I thought you could only say Nicaragua on this show.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah, smoke a little upstate if you know what I'm talking about, Barry.
Jesus Christ.
Barry.
Stop the war, baby.
Well, okay.
Wait, what war did your father fight in? World
War
II?
World War II.
Yeah. What about Korea? You what happened to you?
I
you ain't fuck with it?
I wasn't because I was born after it, but thanks.
I don't know.
No, I thought you were
black. I don't know white people's ages.
I thought you got funny you all be, of a sudden.
That's hilarious. You could be Gandalf as far as I fucking know. I don't fucking know.
No, Nam was the war I didn't go to.
Nam, okay, there you go. I know you ducked one of them.
I actually probably would have been dumb enough to go, but I didn't get drafted.
Really?
Because my old man was a war hero, so it just felt like... And then I was kind of opposed to it, but then I felt like, well, I'll go. And then these Nam vets who I met when my father was in the VA hospital said, I literally had a guy with, like, missing two legs and an arm say to me, don't do it.
Really?
You know, as bad as this is, you're such a good kid. Because I would always go down, run down to the dispensary and get him smokes and bring him takeout food and stuff. And so, you know, I got to be friends with these guys. I just remember in the stark elevator at the VA hospital in Syracuse with this bad fluorescent light. But that's redundant. But anyway, you know, and this guy going, don't do it. And these couple other guys went, yeah, don't do it. You know, and so basically because I would have gone. At that point, I had already called them up and said, I'll go if I go to Nam. I don't want to go to Fort Frump, Mississippi for 2 years. But if you know, I will go to Nam. Just because then I felt like I would be more eligible to be opposed to it. But, you know, that now knowing my background as being, you know, I mean, as soon as someone got killed, I would have had to get killed or I would have felt guilty. So I'm glad I didn't go. But the veteran, and that's why I've always worked for, you know, vets since then, you know, because, you know, this country
awesome.
Would rather create veterans than care for them, you know. I think all recruiting should be done on the top floor of veterans' hospitals.
Yeah, no shit.
Make walk all the way up,
walk
yeah.
Walk all the way through, see what kind of glamour. Turns out it isn't a video game. You know.
Well, we want to thank you for coming on, Barry.
Yeah, October 4th, Barry.
Yeah, that's
when me and Annie Letterman.
That's right.
Village and a special. And a special is what?
It's called Whatever Threatens You.
And it's on Netflix.
Louis C.K.
Oh, so C.K. things, right? So LouisCK.net.
It's coming out soon.
It'll be out like next week.
We'll pop it. We'll put it up.
Yeah, we'll definitely promote it. Yeah.
And
if you think about all those years that didn't take a paycheck at the Ding Ho, and we helped get the modern American comedy scene going, if you want to pay it back a little bit, the person who was instrumental in that. Brought help bring you all this comedic pleasure that everyone seems to like so much. Plunk down your $5, you cheap bastards, and tell everybody else to.
Yes,
because,
Barry,
yes. I eventually learned it's a bad hobby.
Listen, Barry, they don't want to do that. That's what the internet was invented for, pay you for your work.
We got our bounce. This race was real time on time. Thanks for coming, Barry. Peace.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.